An international relations expert, Dr. Mohamed Ibn Chambers, has eulogized late President Professor Atta Mills for leaving a legacy of peace, humility, decorum, social justice, and tolerance of divergent views on the political landscape. He said the late president never responded negatively to his political opponents, though he was the most vilified president in the history of Ghana. Dr. Chambers, who is UN and AU joint envoy to Darfur, stated this when he delivered the second Atta Mills Memorial Lectures in Accra under the theme Good Governance, Security and Conflict Resolution. He said late President Mills' tenure, though short, saw prudent management of the economy. Yaya Kwamwa has filed this report.
Dr. Chambers said President Mills' modesty, visionary leadership and commitment to democracy, human rights and abhorrence to violence are rare hallmarks of a great leader in recent times. He said he has left the country a heritage of accomplishment and pedigree. According to Dr. Chambers, late President Mills provided a standard against which the country must measure anyone who aspires to high political office. He said due to his prudent management of the economy, Ghana was adjudged the best destination in doing business.
Ghana's budget deficit was reduced to 2% of the GDP during his tenure compared to 14.5% of GDP in 2008. During Prof. Mills' time in office, Ghana was adjudged the best place for doing business in West Africa and best West African performer in access to credit in 2011. Despite the vilification and persecution of his party and personalities while in opposition, President Atta Mills steadfastly resisted the temptation to subject the now defeated MPP stalwart to the same dose of revenge, much to the irritation and anger of powerful forces within his NDC. He was perhaps one of the most vilified leaders in Ghana's history for his apparent go-slow.
Dr. Chambers said the late President Mills believed in the dynamism and potential of the youth, and that made him to give space to the youth in his government.
He believed in the dynamism of the youth and entrusted a record number of young technocrats with positions of responsibilities in his government. He trusted the enthusiasm and dynamism of the youth, but mentored and monitored and urged them to be humble and accountable.
Dr. Samba said the late Professor Mills played a crucial role in restoring peace and tranquility to Cote d'Ivoire after the post-election conflict.
His nuanced position during the post-election crisis in Cote d'Ivoire is worth recounting. One would have expected an activist role from a neighbor like Ghana, but President Mills was not the activist type on the international scene. However, my private contacts with him were reassuring to the effect that he preferred private diplomacy in persuading President Gbagbo to leave office.
The lecture was attended by past and present ministers of state, the diplomatic corps, and a cross-section of the public.
Yaya Kwamwe's report. Meanwhile, Radio Ghana sampled views of participants at the lecture. First, a former chief of staff during former President Rawlings' regime, Nana Tudazi.
Professor Chambers, he did quite clearly articulate and summarize the views of Professor Chambers that he believed in unity. He united even with those who were insulting him. He believed in the rule of law. But look, if there's any problem, go and get the justice in the court. Strengthen the court. So I believe that unity has come a long way. It's also his credit that 2 years on, we still have a peaceful democratic country in spite of our challenges.
A peace and conflict resolution expert, Emmanuel Bombande, believes the late president's strong conviction of peace and security should be encouraged at all times to inspire confidence and hope in the youth.
Let us be educated enough to know that the time for all of us to stand up and be counted in our collective mobility and support is now. You cannot have some people only sit down and criticize. You might have a good ground to criticize, but the question at the end of the day is that we are all in a boat, and let's all make sure that the boat is moving rather than just be passive or just simply be negative. It doesn't matter the diversity, whether in ethnicity or social we must understand that there is a national interest that is common to all, and we all put our energies together and move this country in such a way that we climb out of that current crisis.
Peace and conflict resolution expert Emmanuel Bombande.